Shabbos Mishnah program in the afternoon. The Mishnah program is continuing, and we start on the spot. Very exciting is one coming. Very exciting. We are now in Abbas Pesach. We continue to the Beit Hasman of Alad Shiurim since we left off in the last month. We continue to the Bachar. So right now, and if anybody wants to catch up, I'm sure it's on the someone recorded it each time. We're now in the first parak, chapter one, and we are in Halacha Dalet, in the version that I'm holding to page 27. So we're discussing the mitzvah d'oraisa of lending as the primary mitzvah of milus hasadim. That's the number one. People don't think of it that way. But that is the number one essence. Only one that's portion of the Torah. It says mufurish. This in keset al besam. Okay? The in is a chiyuv, not a rishus. It's a little chazara. Now, in Halacha Dalet, which is brought to, says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'kama yiyeh hashiur? How much do I have to lend? What's the amount? What's the shiur? Shechiva hator lahalvos ish l'ra'eyu, that a man has to lend to his friend." Okay? Lo matzasi ba'oni. I couldn't find in my impoverished state, he's saying, I'm a poor man, I couldn't find it. Before anything explicit, the Divrei Chachamim was the Zichrono Lebracha. B'Shir Zeh, I couldn't find any Gemara. Nothing's on it explicitly. I see he looked. Now he's going to try to figure it out from logic. Since the Torah doesn't say how much is the amount that you have to lend, the exact amount, like for say, when it comes to tzedakah, you miser, homage, 20%, right? You're not allowed to give more than 20%. Or money because then you become poor, etc. There are rules in Stucco that we have. But when it comes to a loan, he doesn't think he can use those shiurim that he knows by Stucco and apply them over to a loan. That's what you say right now. You can't learn out the shiur of Stucco and whatever that amount is, then apply that over to lending, because the most you're allowed to give is 20% of your assets. That's the most. You can't do more. It's usher. Maybe some people say it's older, depending on if you're a fabulously wealthy man, you want to give me $1 billion, you want to give 10% away, no problem. You'd be fine. But the normal person, if he starts giving away more than 20% of his funds, of his assets, he's eventually going to need, it's irresponsible. He may become poor himself. He can't do that. So now, why can't you learn over from tzedakah to loans? Make it 20%. You have $100,000 in the bank. 20% is so, what was I saying? Is he helping? We can't learn stuff about loans. I have 100,000 shekels in the bank. I have to, and someone needs 20,000 shekels, tzedakah. I have to give him, that's the limit. That's what you have to do. That's what he needs. But for a loan, I'll do the same thing. Give 20,000 shekels, tzedakah, loan, finish. That's your shear. No. The awesome, when it comes to tzedakah, who knows it, chalutin. It's an absolute gift. You're never going to get back. A halacha be'alvah. It's a loan. Ba'alo amalon be'chazar. You're going to get the money back. So you can't say that you can't do more than 20% because then eventually it's irresponsible to be poor yourself. Because here, you're going to get it back. You're going to get it back. Let's go the other direction. Gamkein ein svara. Still, there's no are in the opposite extreme. Shekol mono shehem la'es ata b'telos etzlo. Any money that you have in the bank account, anything, It's just sitting there collecting interest or whatever, right? You have to lend. That the Torah would obligate you to go and give it out to people lending money. That's impossible. So why? Maybe he'll get lucky and he'll happen upon a deal, a business deal. In order to make profits for his family. And he's not going to have cash on hand in order to buy something at a discounted price. It comes up, you know, those opportunities. It can't be. But if I have to lend all the money that I have that's not actively being used now and have to lend it, I'll never be able to have good opportunities in business. The normal person would say, so what? So you want the business? You lend it out, but who asked you to have a good business deal? The answer is the Gemara of Mitzia. Of Mitzia, Nachman Bey, says Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rashi Sham. Let's open that up downstairs. I have my version in the Makor. Over there, what is the Gemara of Mitzia talking about at Nachman Bey's? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, the Gemara, L'olam yekaspo shel adam matzu biyado. You should always have cash on hand. Now the business men say cash is king. If you have cash, you're a king. If you don't, you're not. Shenemar, Mitzarta Kisa Biyada, it's a drush. She's using a pasuk now from my Sashani and using it over to business advice. Fine. Now look at Rashi says, Dibra Masa Matsu Biyado, you have to have cash on hand. Lo yafkidenu l'acher b'makom acher. You cannot deposit your money in other people's possession. She'im tizdame lo skor. What happens if someone comes over to your house with a box of computers with skor, and you can go make business? You have to have them ready. So it can't be that the mitzvah d'oraisa of lending money would obligate you to lend everything in your bank account, everything. Because then how did Rav Yitzchak say what he said? Have cash on hand, it can't be. So he knocks that out. Yes?
Isn't that just gonna go however far you wanna take it? Because you could always say however much you lend, you might have had the potential to get like a business, bigger business. So you had an opportunity to get something bigger.
You got it. That's exactly what we're talking about. So yeah, that's this not on your I'll repeat what not gonna say we have a tension between Rav Yitzchak's statement that you should always have cash on hand just in case a business deal comes up and the obligation to lend money that you don't need, because you'll always have a conflict between those two ideas. Okay? Always stinks. This stinks. This microphone stinks, 800. Okay? And give me a headache because I have to do this. Get your father to make one of these and then it'll be good. What was I saying? There's a conflict intrinsically between the concept that Rav Yitzchak says you have to have money available to buy things, right? And the concept of lending everything you have and lending. So it's not just Rav Yitzchak. You understand? You also have to buy things and buy presents and things that you don't necessarily have. Some disposable income that's not for kiyuvim, we know that you're allowed to buy and do. So there is a tension. That's exactly what the Chafetz Chaim is struggling with. How do you reconcile these two ideas? It can't be all or nothing. It has to be somewhere down the middle. Something like that. Has to be. That's his kasha. So now he answers. Misabra. It makes. He's using logic now. He has no source. The Talui HaMitzvah LeKol Echad LeKifi HaSagas Yado. It's dependent on every person according to what his means are, what he had, his financial means. That's one side. BeKol Asher BeKol HaLasos LeTovos Chaveru Ya'aseh. Whatever you have the ability, the power to do to benefit your friend, you've got to do it, period. You must understand that you think this is a good thing, right? Now you're free. You're not free. This is the worst thing we could have heard. Would have loved just to hear. If you get 10% here, 17.5% over there, it's much easier. Like Meister, my Grishon, much easier than this. Now, you're going to have to, anytime someone comes to you with a loan, a need for a loan, and there's no end, obviously, you're going to have a chavrusa with a guy who knows money, knows business, and to go to ask a shayla. Why? Because your Yetzer Hara will always be in the background telling you, and he doesn't, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I can't. What happened to Mugunza? So someone may ask, when was the last time Nathan Abramson had a business deal where a guy came with a suitcase full of computers and said, you want to buy them now? Tell me when the last time that happened. I'd love to hear it. Probably never. But it could be that you really do have an obligation to go and spend it all. All this standard that it's dependent on your abilities, right, is obviously it's MS. That's the halacha. He's asking it. Mishaburo. But don't think that this is a carte blanche, get out of jail free card. This is get into jail free. This means that now every time someone comes to you with a loan or needs a loan and you have it, you cannot say, I need it, I may need it, I need it. You can, but you realize that you may be not doing the mitzvah d'oraisa the right way at this point. You may be mavatling the mitzvah d'oraisa that you have. Anytime a guy asks you for whatever amount, you know, I'm talking about 50 shekels, 10 shekels. There's no amount here yet. We haven't gotten to the amount. This is what we're discussing. There's no objective reality. If you're a guy who has 25 shekels and your roommate needs 5 shekels for a coffee and you don't give it to him, you may have him about to commit his assay. Don't like that. I'm just telling you. This is Kushant here, what we're seeing. This is it. So that's his logical conclusion that comes from this. Yes,
Major. Should we give more than what you actually have?
No. No, definitely not. We're going to see that coming up. That's a good question. It's coming up in the next few. See if it, Mayor's question was, what happens if you don't have money? Can you go borrow money from somebody else and go lend it, right? You know that the guy, again, everything we're talking about here is that the guy has good credit. He's either going to get people to guarantee the loan, guarantors, or he's going to give you collateral. We're not talking about risk-taking with people, okay? We're talking here where the situation is safe, and he's a normal Jew with a chazakah, a kosher chazakah. So that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about some guy who's, running around town investing money in different business deals and stuff, and you're worried that this guy's high risk and you may never get paid. That happened to us one time here in the yeshiva. Somebody in the yeshiva was lending money to a guy who was a business investor and a shaker and baker. And I told him, hey, get your money back now. It's over. This guy's not going to pay. But I think he went bankrupt. That's a different story than when Nathan Abramson asks you for a few hundred shekels so that you can pay for his tuition in university. Different things, you're gonna make the money back, bank, everything's fine. It may take 10 years till he pays you back. It's gonna take a long time to graduate, but
how do we know that?
Oh, I'm gonna get there. I just wanted to preempt because the mayor brought it up. And the answer is yes, if the guy's got a good credit, a good chazaka, that he's a good Jew who pays back his loans, and you don't have the money. You may not be obligated to go and borrow money from someone else to give him a loan, right? And the reason why he doesn't set him straight, maybe he doesn't have a relationship with him, but you can get the money, you have credit from the line in the bank, whatever, he doesn't, you can. And that's a big mitzvah to go borrow the money to give it to somebody else. But that's in the getter of Midas Hasidus. Unless he's dying, as we said a long time ago, the Machi's gonna break his legs, that was Bina's mother. If the guy's in danger, of crashing, either financially or then you may have a deal to go borrow the money and give it to him. Okay, but in the normal case, you do not. Yes, you sure.
I just want to clarify with Rabbi, what are the other times that the Finn learning from Yitzhak that you don't have to give all of your disposable income or all of your income?
All your income, not income, anything you have, batel, anything you have sitting in the bank account. in your socks or whatever. You can do in your cash in the bank. You have to empty it out. The guy had 100,000 in the bank, and the guy needs 100,000. Take it.
What if for the out of the 100,000, half of it you need for your regular household?
Then that's not batel. No, we're talking about money that's just sitting there in the savings account from the bar mitzvah, and they're waiting to buy a house with it one day. That's batel.
So okay. Disposable. Only the batel disposable.
Batel means money that you're not using, that you have no usage for. It's just sitting there, not being used. Okay. Yes.
If the money you have sitting in the bank. That considered batel because you're making money off it.
It could be batel, yeah. First of all, nowadays interest rates are less than 1%. You're not going to get any money back. It's nothing. So let's assume it's in stocks or something. Let's assume it's in stocks, then you don't have to. That maybe may not be. That maybe be your parnassah already. Buying a stock could be the equivalent of what he's talking about here at the time with Nathan Abramson in the suitcase of computers. All of a sudden, you see that the stock market, something happens, a crash, you know, something happens, and now it's an opportunity to buy when everything's cheap, you know. That could be an opportunity that's or the analog to the Chafetz Chaim's case here of getting scored at a cheap price. That's going to be the stock market, I would say. But even then, you have to have some money available for stock market, but some has to go to the loan. Wow, this is going to be a nightmare. Yes, Zebby.
What if it costs you to take money out of the
house? Then you don't have to, correct? Yeah. All right. Okay, you mean like one shekel or it would be?
Yeah, that's a hair cost, 11 shekels.
I don't know, 11 shekels, that's a shiloh. A shiloh. You may say that the 11 shekel is something like the wear and tear. Someone asked me about wear and tear in his line. That could be the tzedakah that you're giving the guy. And the rest of the 1,000 shekels you give him is the loan. So you get a double whammy, 11 shekels, mitzvah d'oraisa of tzedakah. You can't charge him for that. That would be ribbis in the Torah, right? So 11 shekels, you don't have a chiyuv to give tzedakah, but if you did, you did. If this guy needed 11, you need the loan to such a degree, and 11 shekels would be the gift, then the 1,000 shekels is the loan. That's right. Each thing is divided up. You could do that. You would have a chiyuv, theoretically. Okay. Yes, Mr. Erlinger.
Without actually ending any of your money, you meant to guarantee every single person that it's like in your power.
Yes.
If anyone who comes to you, you're meant to guarantee all everything you have.
Yes. Maybe I didn't understand the question. One more time.
Are you meant to guarantee?
Who am I? The lender or the borrower?
Not lending. A rich guy.
A rich guy. Let's say, Mitzal Levine is the rich guy. What's
wrong? Is he meant to sign away all of his assets?
No, that's what we're discussing
without
now.
Without lending him just in case people don't pay back. Are you meant to lend to high risk people?
No, no high risk.
You're not actually lending out any money. Just,
what do you mean?
You're just signing away your paper.
It's a guarantor question.
Oh, it's a guarantor question. You're saying that you get in, and now we're talking about the laws of being a guarantor for someone else's loan. So now it's going, okay, good. Bezalel is borrowing money from Tuvi, and Tuvi won't give him the money unless you sign that you'll guarantee it. If he doesn't pay, it'll come to you. We're going to get to that. That's in this book also, the laws of guarantors. We're going to get there. When you have to do it, to what degree. Okay, good question. So let's finish this if. This is all, everything is going to be helpful. But what's striking here is that he finds a safer. Let's continue and finish this sif. He says, Umatzasi be'ezras Hashem be'sefer achinuk. He found in the Sefer Achinuk, which again is the 613 mitzvahs, one of the listings. And he writes, Gamkein Kein. He also writes this way. And what does he say? Let's go downstairs. I'll first read the Sefer Achinuch before the Nesiv HaChesed, the Tiv HaChesed. La'alvos le'ani be'hasagas yad. You have to lend to a poor person according to what your abilities are. Kifi mashet sarich lo. So there's a two standards. The Sefer Achinuch is adding another variable that the Chafetz Chaim did not mention. He's going to. Okay, number one. What are your abilities? What money do you have in the bank that you can lend? Number two, How much does the poor person need? Those two things together are going to create your chiyuv, your personal chiyuv in this situation. Every situation has two variables. Number one, what is your abilities? How much money do you have sitting around? And how much does the person that's asking for you need it? Now, that's the shekel. This is a cheshbon. This is not something that I would want to do by myself. And your wife is not the person to help you with this cheshbon. But you know what to say, no, don't give it. Okay, go to Rabbi Dalia. He's good at this. Okay? Or anybody who you have that's going to give you the MS as to what the situation really is and what your obligation is. Okay? Now, let's finish the Sefer HaChinuch. Shitzarech lo, what the ani needs, the poor, the borrower, leman hirchiv lo, in order to expand him. What is to expand? To give him some breathing space. Lahakil na'alav anchaso. He's got the stress and he's under duress. He's stuck, this guy needs help. Do what it takes to loosen him up a little and give him some space to continue functioning, okay? Like therapy, as we said here, get rid of the stress for him. Now let's continue in upstairs. Oh, by the way, the Netivah Chesed, we're not gonna go through the whole thing here. But he's going to say here in the Tiferes Yisrael and Peah, the famous is of the Mishnah in Peah discusses this shear that you have to give in staka, how much you have to give, or Peah, and he says here, Dal Halva, says the Tiferes Yisrael, Lo Nakmu Chazal Shear, Chomesh. He didn't say the 20% rule in Yadom Maseches. So he says, he quotes the Tiferes Yisrael just to show that. It's not just me who doesn't know the answer, also the Tiferes Yisrael didn't know the answer. He's a big guy. We'll stop here. Did we finish the sif? No, let's finish the sif. Now we're going to see Eilek Kalman, Bechelek Sheni. In the second Chelek of this book, chapter 18, he's going to discuss in depth, and maybe we should jump to that now, which is so nice, to discuss how to behave. This is your field, your obligation min adin. Bottom line, if you have the money, how much can you lend according to your power, and how badly does he need it, or how much does he need? And that will determine your specific daraisa obligation. But if you want to be like Mayor Pinsky and go lift him, the higher standard, right? A higher standard, that we're going to see in chapter 18. What are the limits of how far you can go in guaranteeing loans, etc., borrowing from other people, borrowing from the bank to lend to another guy? All these issues he's going to get to later on in the book. We're going to stop here for today, and I wish everybody to have a very good, healthy zman. One of the things that we're very lucky about, very, very, very tremendous sat nishmai here, is that we're tiny. We're a tiny yeshiva. So we're basically functioning like normal. We're just falling underneath all the loopholes of the corona things. We're very lucky. It's a tremendous problem. Most of the yeshivas are shut down or in very compromised situations. So we have to, maybe things are going to change and the yeshiva world is going to become smaller. They're going to realize that you can't have one rabbi for 1,000 buffer. You need, look, we have almost 45 rabbis in this yeshiva. And it's only growing. We're getting more and more. That's a good ratio for a buffer. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why the buffer are growing so beautifully here. You look around and you see the space and what they're accomplishing. And Yomi Stein is saying halal today. I don't know. That's enough to have a yeshiva for that. This is not a joke. Just for Yoni staying davening. When I interviewed him the first time, I didn't get three words out of him. Three. That's true. You refuse to talk. Church, bless us that we should continue to learn as hard as we can, everybody together. Tremendous Ritchlin Daraisa, a lot of actions coming this year. A lot of action. It's going to be a lot of fun. the shiurim are changing as to who's in which shiurim, and everything's being moved around now. Rabbi Leventhal is going to guide us, and Ezra Shen, we're going to explode this month.